You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. Now, did you know that a lot of believers today will find it difficult to sit under the ministration of Peter? You don't believe it? Look at what Peter wrote. One, he says, I'm not teaching you something new. I just want to remind you of the things you know. How many of you want to listen to a preacher like that? He's not coming with gasps. He's just saying, I want to remind you of the very truth that you have known. You will say, this man, he doesn't have new revelation. But that's what he said. He said, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophet. And then he was making reference to other prophets. That's Peter. Making reference to scriptures, telling you to pay attention to what was written in the scriptures. You know, there are preachers today, they are taking your attention away from the scriptures. They are putting your attention on fake experiences. Some of them are even quietly undermining the word of God, saying that talk is cheap. How can somebody say the word of God is cheap? How dare anybody says that the word of God is cheap? That it's about power. What is that power? Miracle money. That's their power. Miracle money. As I'm praying now, check your phone, miracle money. That, for them, that is power. It's so bad now that is what people call power. But Peter was reminding people of what the scripture says. I'm not saying anything new to you. I just want to teach you. He's not asking people to bring their problems so that he can pray for them and perform miracles. That's what people want to hear. But say, I'm just writing to you to remind you of the things that you know. And then he now said further that they should also pay attention to the commandment of us, the apostles. Did you know that there was a point where he made reference to the writings of Paul? Many preachers today, they do not make reference to other preachers. I mean, in terms of asking you to take advantage of their resources. You know, I was listening to a preacher one day. And he mentioned, he said, in those days, when we go to this particular preacher, and he now paused for a minute, and then he didn't say anything again. He didn't say anything about that preacher. Because if he said that preacher blessed him, and that preacher's life is awesome, that preacher's life, go and buy his books or something like that, he may be afraid that, people will start listening to that preacher. So preachers don't make reference to other preachers. And the truth is, there is no one preacher that God has raised to equip the body of Christ. I cannot equip you. I can only play my own part in the equipping. You need other ministers. You need other people's books. I've always wondered, why do preachers not promote other preachers' books? Why don't they tell them, please, listen to this man. Go and watch Watchman's messages or get his books or A.W. Tozer or Leonard Ravenhill, Billy Connie. Go and get some of their books. Go and watch some of their videos. Because the truth is that there is no one man that can equip you. Anybody giving you that impression that he is all in one, he is capable of equipping you, of doing everything, he is lying. Any genuine preacher, we refer you to other people's resources. That please go and take advantage of this man. Go and read this particular book. It will help you. Because it's not about us, it's about Jesus. And even if the people stop listening to me and they go and listen to a man that had blessed me, what does that make? As long as they are knowing Jesus, it's not about me. It's not about having crowd. I should be an eunuch that raises people for Christ, not raising people for myself. And whatever way God chooses to raise people for his glory, so be it. If he prefers that, he takes all the people he has given to me and take it somewhere else so that he can continue their equipping. It means I'm done with my own assignment. Some people say, you have stolen my flock. Which flock? Nobody can steal anybody's flock. We are all just temporary custodians. We do not own anybody's flock. Leave Jesus to do as he pleases with his flock. So learn from this example of Peter that he was able to make reference to other apostles. He was also able to point people to scriptures. In fact, let me tell you, beware of preachers today that do not point you to scriptures or that undermine scriptures. I'm telling you, they are worse than even demons that you can see. Those kind of preachers, they are worse than demons. Anybody that is undermining the word of God. Today, look at today. The Bible is very clear about the coming of Jesus. No, people don't value it. But somebody who is drunk will wake up and say, on the 25th of September, Jesus is going to appear. And then everybody will be shaking everywhere. Everybody will be shaking everywhere. It shows that people rather prefer social media to the word of God. I'm afraid for this generation because I'm like, if the Antichrist comes, then you are all finished. Because if all these liars that even a baby should be able to know that this one doesn't know what he's talking about, if they can deceive people like that, I was just wondering, why are people shaking? Because a man that does not know what is happening to him, he is saying that Jesus is going to come on the 25th. And then people were panicking, going to the bush. I was shocked. You know why? They've neglected the word of God. The word of God is very clear. Somebody was telling me recently that somebody said he died and went to hell and had some things, and it's terrifying. I said, you better be careful that it is the words of a man that is terrifying. What the word of God said is not terrifying to you. He said, God said, those who tremble at my word. I said, what is it about the lake of fire that the word of God has not said? That you are still waiting for somebody to now tell you that he went to the lake of fire and he saw some things. It means you don't believe the word of God. Please, the word of God is sufficient, brethren. There's nothing anybody want to tell me about heaven. There's nothing anybody want to tell me about the lake of fire that the word of God has not specified. What else am I still looking for? Why do you need somebody to now say he died, he came back again to believe? Did Jesus not even say that they have the word of God with them? They do not need anybody to come here and come and tell them anything. But those are the things you pay attention to. You just like a busybody. Please repent. Give attention to scriptures. Give attention to what the word has said. Let your heart settle on it. You see, that's why your life is troubled. Because your heart is not settled on the word of God. You are reading it like this, but you don't believe it. But you believe men. If somebody threatens you now, say it's a witch, he's going to deal with you, you start getting afraid. You start panicking. But if the word of God says, unto him that is able to keep you, you don't believe that he can keep you. But you believe a human being like you who says he's a witch. Please repent and put your trust in the word of God. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.